case number 9730. This is the one with the billboard down to Gumber. And again, you had Mr. Rickards to go down and look. What was in question was some of the variances, the property being conditional use, some was private and some wasn't.
Okay, gentlemen.
Mr. Rickards, did you, your findings, please?
Yes, here's my findings. I found out that in checking your 195-foot variance, the largest one it is that you have there is not needed because that's, it says from public properties, and it's not a public property environment. And from the dwelling, I checked that out to make sure you're okay, and with a 50-foot variance, that's all right. And also the 117.
He's all right.
They were all right. So you'll consider those. I remeasured those.
Yeah, by that we have seen. Just those two gentlemen's got to be considered.
Right.
The 50-foot and the 117.
50-foot variance.
Again, because it being a private bar, yeah.
Store up.
Right. It's C1. So, gentlemen,
oh, it's C1. It is permitted.
Right. Well, Bud, I thank you for taking your time on that with all that you've had with the game stuff, getting these two done for us.
I'll improve, sir.
I'm sorry?
As conditions get better, I will improve.
Age takes care of that. Okay. Older you get, the better you get.
He's better in warmer weather.
Yeah, oh, he's swinging that club.
I guess you better do something with it, though.
Mr. McCabe, on this one here, did you understand and what we've done? Or?
Yes, okay. I had no problem.
You had no problem with it? Mr. Workman?
Shouldn't be a problem.
Mr. Hudson?
I think I feel like it's kind of out of character with the neighborhood, and there was opposition there, so.
Okay.
But I wasn't aware that, well, I guess I was aware that it was C1.
Right. We understand that.
So the use is allowed and the setbacks are met as far as the property. It's just the setbacks to the store and the dwelling.
Right, right.
Which those folks didn't show in opposition, but it was the adjacent property owners.
Right. Yep, that gentleman wants. Okay. Are we ready to vote, or if you need any more discussion on it? If so, Chair will entertain a motion.
The biggest thing, of course, I'm sorry, as you get into that, remember, he's going to combine those both parcels. They're not combined right now, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Do a favor, combine it.
When you vote.
Yeah, and that'd be a plus for everyone. Okay. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
The rest of you feel like you're okay with it, I have no problem. I mean,
so I appreciate that. Okay. Chair, then I call for a motion one more time. We'll put it on the table then again too.
I don't know what else I can find out about it, John.
Well, we'll get more time. I'll notify you then when to put up to bring you back up then. Okay. That'll
so
be
you're
it then.
You're not going to schedule it for the 19th?
No, I didn't schedule the other one for either. I can, I guess. I didn't schedule either one. We got another one on the table too.
The other one was scheduled until we got report back.
No, then we have one.
The one that died.
Yeah, the one that died. So we got two that died. But this will be so I'm going to notify Mr. Rickards on. Yeah, I didn't give him a date. I can do it, yes.
Well, I don't know if that would be the next one that can be considered. Because the 5th is next week.
Yeah. I'll notify
you. Still got
one
open. I'm checking on
You saw that, you saw that. Okay, then there being no other business.
One thing, I just noticed next week's calendar, the very first case is a guy by the name of Ludema, L-U-D-E-M-A. It's for a billboard.
David Ludema.
That might very well be a reapplication because he was here several years ago for a billboard over on the, near where Jimmy's Grill is, that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And got turned down, and he appealed it to Superior Court. Superior Court upheld the board's decision. So if it's the same location, it's going to be one of those reapplications where he has to first convince you that it's a different one. And
It is in the same area, same place.
Same location,
Same gentleman. That's when we had the letter from the town.
So that, the procedure then will be that two-step process.
We had a petition with 1,500 people in the town of Bridgeville. And all of them right there.
13 is on that alternate.
On that alternate, 13, yeah.
Going
in on the right. Same place. Same
color.
I know it's the same owner, John.
Same guy. That's why
same
I recognize
guy. He just gone to a different sign company. He's already used two. It's actually like third time.
That's right.
Will be.
Well, that's a difference.
Huh?
That's a difference.
This would be third time, company, third try. And you don't think he's got any charm with it, do you?
I'm confused tonight with these guys.
Rattling. Jeff seconded it.
Yeah, they're rattling.